All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is your boy Ara Mustang, and you got your boy Huncho. We're gonna be doing a review of Squad Games. We're gonna do like one episode right now, but apparently, from the description or whatever the fuck, it says 100 of cash dropped by players accepted a strange invitation to complete in children games inside a tempting puzzles await with a deadly high stakes. So my question to you, Huncho, how desperate you have to be, or how likely will you take a random invitation to join a game that can win you? You're not doing it for any price? Even something like Circle, that I joined on Netflix? You wouldn't do it? Shit, I'd do it. Even if it cost me my fucking life, I fucking do it. Cause you know why, audience? Your boy is low key suicide. I don't have the balls to take my life. But if a game can take mine in a mindset of trying to win some cash, fuck it. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not sure. There's like a, it must be like a Korean. Yes, a Korean show. All right. So people in living in South Korea, or is it North Korea that we fuck with? I'm not even sure. Wherever fuck Korea you are part of, can you let us know if this is like an actual game or whatever fuck not, or like whole fantasy shit?
Inspector Royale. For whatever reason, we call that the Inspector Royale. When we were ready for the final battle. All the attackers gathered at the entrance to the squid. In order to win, the attackers.
Well, I'm not sure this would be effective since he wasn't working out. Well, technically it was kind of working out. He was roller skating. Ice cold showers. It's supposed to help to release the relaxing muscle or some shit and better enhance on recovery as well. So taking a fresh cold shower.
Fuck no.
Nigga, you talking about you in pain and shit.
I'll take a hot shower.
Man.
I can't do cold showers.
If that's the case, you supposed to switch in between. So you can start off with hot and then quickly turn to cold water.
Man, that cold water,
I'm
taking the fuck out.
That's fine. I mean, it's supposed to be a way to ease into it.
Shit.
Must have this small.
He was gonna say though. Heard him just, ooh shit. Ooh shit. Ooh shit. You heard that, ladies and gentlemen. Ooh shit. It's the, what, word today?
Closed off space on the squid's head with their foot. But if someone on the defense manages to push you outside of the squid's boundaries, you die. That's right. You die.
Yeah, I know. Alright, so my question to you, Huncho. How would you feel if your child keep coming back with like ripped shirts or some shit playing this game?
Well, let me drop clothes.
a paper bag.
Once you tap the squid's head, you win yellow.
I mean, that's the best song in the world, like, hand me down shirt.
I felt as if I owned the entire world.
Exactly.
Unless you got a Karen grandmother.
Unless you got one of those people that likes to be fucking bored and shit.
That too. But they usually not clean.
Yo!
Oh shit. You using her car, bro? I can say that I once have stole from my grandmother. I think I stole from my sister. But it was like petty cash. I was smart enough to know, like, alright, I only steal enough that I needed. I never was greedy. And plus, I was a little devious. So I knew if I took enough money or whatever the fuck here and there, like, it would be enough for me to, you know, give what I ever wanted. Most likely, probably some snacks before school or some shit. But I would usually, let's say I would have went in her like piggy bank, she had like $200 or some shit, I take about like $5 or whatever. It was like, yeah, I took it, but it was like, you know, if I did get caught, it wouldn't be like I'm getting a full ass whooping. It would be like, yo, all right, you pay this shit, or y'all might get grounded or some shit. But then again, I didn't really calculate per day. I just imaginally thought that it was going to replace itself, but it did add up. So I didn't really plan that out. How about you? You ever stole from your parent or grandmother or guardian? And if so, what was it? You all need to take a hit before I see you shrugging over there.
Man, this motherfucker sold me a molded Dutch.
When you say moldy, are you talking about
molded? No, like, nigga, like, them shit, you can see the mold on the Dutch. That's what I said. Do I really want to take this trip and go up there and snap on these niggas? Like, bro, you sold me a fucking molded Dutch.
Ooh, I know it's not
important. Take out all that inventory, nigga, and check all them shits.
I mean,
I need you Let me find my range. It's over. That's the only. That's legit one thing. Not one reason why I really don't sit. I don't really know my range anymore.
I mean,
like I said, it's been years. I've actually done real sick.
I mean, if that's the case, if you want to sign up for the classes or whatever, fuck. You can get your own coach. You can get your own coach. That would be the best bet. Instead of secondhand and learning with me. Because you're really teaching me in my range. And I'm in the deep range. That's where I'm like, yeah, what? It's called what? Say that again?
Tenor.
Yeah, I'm gonna do tenor. I could go high, but I'm just not comfortable in controlling that limit. But if you know, if you really want to try out and taking a class, it's always good to pick up on a skill and evolve in it. And that's something that I want to also preach to our fans and shit as well. Constantly being a growing mind state, which I can't really talk. I've been bad at that, you know, space, especially when you're dealing with life or responsibilities. That's a lot to add on a new skill. So, if you're serious about that shit, I would recommend signing up for that free coaching class. You can find your range and find how you would like to, you know, do that. But I will say, you're going to have to be dedicated. And if you dedicate it, I'll definitely be matching that fucking energy. So let's get that back. So, me and Honcho, back at it again with another podcast, Squid Games. I think we're on episode 2. You remember anything from episode 1?
Shit, fucking dude,
exactly.
My mask, he really caught my mask from dying, though.
Oh, shit. Now, you think it was some attention behind it, or just like, you know, if I say some of my life here, you know, maybe he look out for me next round or some shit, gain that lions.
Maybe, maybe not. Maybe it's a simple fact, like, we all here for the same purpose. Just to get this money so we can get the fuck out of here and go live our fucking lives again.
Speaking of, you remember the old man? When they started shooting people, and he was the only one
this nigga was having a time of his life during that fucking game.
Oh yeah, I forgot about responding. But on some for real shit, I respect him for that.
Yeah.
Like,
that's how I'm trying to be when I'm old. Real shit.
Just go ahead and just enjoy whatever.
Listen, I already know that death cannot be avoided. So if I live to the point to where I'm that age, then I'm
every moment is my last.
Yeah, motherfucker, shit.
Every
I could
moment.
I fall and break my fucking hip, and that's the end of it.
First, that's guaranteed. Yo, I swear to God, if a doctor tells me they gotta cut open or like rip open my rib cage, like to fix a problem in my heart or some shit, let me die. I don't know about everybody else, but that would just fuck me up. They was giving them two options. Either you can play the game or you can leave. Mm-hmm. Would you have trusted to leave?
Fuck no.
Now that I think about how they showed the island at the end, you think they really gonna let them go home and just tell them?
No. We gonna let you leave, but this island's gonna fucking kill you.
Shit, I think they shot them. My money on they fucking did. But now we're on episode 2. Let's get it.
Everybody
that got lit the fuck up. Yeah. But shit, they probably already started burning the rest of the motherfuckers. Damn. They
just
stacking me, motherfucker.
They burning.
Oh, what the fuck?
No, I just saw that shit. Alright, so ladies and gentlemen, we just missed it. Well, I just missed it.
You missed it.
Hansha was on point. But, so they just had the boxes of bodies or whatever. We perceived they was the motherfuckers that got shot in the first episode, in the first game. What was it? What's the name of the game?
Damn it. I know what it is, but I can't think of it off the top of my head. Oh. Red light, green light.
Yeah, red light, green light. Bam. So, we thought that was the people's bodies that got put in the boxes or whatever, getting carried to the fucking fire pit. It's a
furnace.
Bam. Yeah, I was on it. So we thought that's what it was. But then later in the scene, in episode 2, hell, we was hearing a little movement. We was hearing this woman started screaming out for like cry out whatever the fuck. They was putting the people that wanted to leave into the boxes, into the fucking furnace, and letting these motherfuckers burn alive. Damn. What you gotta say about that?
Shit. Well, all I know is the motherfucker was alive. Let's see, I hope. I wonder, are they actually burning these holes? But I'm pretty sure that's what's gonna fucking happen.
Now that I think about it, I think that was the first part of the game.
What?
The whole decision shit.
See if he was gonna leave or not?
Yeah, if you leave, like, game over, like.
Test your will.
Right. Because now that I think about it, if they would have decided, I want to play the game now, you would think they would be like, it's too late.
Nah, fuck that. Too late. Oh shit. Hey, I forgot he knew that motherfucker.
Oh yeah, his brother too.
Wait, his brother?
Yeah.
You did too. 156 players, 255 were eliminated, and damn. 201 players successfully completed the first game.
Damn. I would back a hella away from her.
I still need to name my child, sir. Please, let me leave. I'm so sorry. Sir, I'm
oh, no, no.
I'll find a way to pay it off.
Oh, my God.
I can't keep going, sir. Please, I can't go on.
There seems to be a misunderstanding. We are not trying to hurt you. Or collect your debts.
Right.
Let me remind you that we're here to give you a chance.
A chance? We play some kids' games. And you shoot us. You want me to choose that? That's some chance.
Would that be a debt, sir? But that doesn't justify killing us all.
This is just a game.
Killing everyone up there was a game to you up.
They were simply eliminated for breaking the rules of the game. If you just follow the rules, can leave this place safely with the prize money we promised.
Just keep your damn money. I don't care.
Bend down.
Let me just go home. That's all I want. Let us leave. Let us go.
Consent form clause 1. A player is not allowed to stop playing.
Come on. You think you'll get away with this, huh? The police will come. They'll bust in here any minute now. They'll be here since we all.
Y'all are asking to get killed.
Yeah. Everybody's phone checked here already. Look at all your hostages. You're doomed if you don't let us go all day.
Yeah, I should write that.
You are correct. So, let's vote on ending this. If the majority wishes to leave this place, then everyone gets to go home, right?
All right, as you wish. We will take a vote to decide on the termination of the game.
This is how these motherfuckers ended up in boxes.
Before we vote, let me...
No, it was the people that, when they first asked them, do you want to play the game or do you want to go home? That was them. That's what I'm believing. And they bought us stacks. God damn.
Motherfuckers, so we want to ask y'all again, continue or die.
After you finish voting, move to the other side of the white line and wait. Voting will be done in reverse order of the numbers on your chances. Player 456, please cast your vote.
Oh shit. First motherfucker.
Yeah, because he was the last player.
Even one person did this shit.
And then y'all all watching motherfucker go.
Player 453, please cast your vote.
So I can already guess since he's the main character. If one person even voted, they all gonna have to play.
Outwitted by a woman. She outbossed you. First coat.
What number are we at now? 19 to 17. 30 to 33.
49 to 50.
God damn. Now it's time.
Player 218.
Where your brother? Where your brother going up
there? I thought that was his friend.
Ooh. No, they brothers.
I thought he was just like the friend. Cause he took.
Remember the grandma? She was like, you know, your brother came by and they had a photo of him. That was him.
Oh, shit.
Crazy. We have to leave. We can't keep putting up with this insanity.
die soon, man.
If we stop right now,
is that a suggestion for the rest of our lives? Or I get a chance to be here.
We made it through the rough. That money's ours.
Please, think about what just happened out there. Come on, let's go.
Where am I supposed to go, huh? Out there, I don't stand a chance. I do it here. No, I've got nothing out there. Come on, let's finish this thing. I'd rather stay and keep on trying to hear.
It's not like we actually got to eliminate each other.
Jerk. You got some kind of death wish. Don't die alone. Don't drag everybody else into this, you little shit.
What the hell are you doing?
We will not condone any kind of act that impedes this democratic process. Now, let us resume and continue voting.
What would you have done? What vote would you have made? Would you continue to play? Or?
It seems we're down to the last vote. Player one.
Shit. I'm just gonna keep going.
Oh, the old man! The old man!
He definitely
did. He was like, fuck y'all niggas.
He's having a time of his life in the first game.
He was like, that's the most fun I ever had. Shit.
Man, he's such a life for this young in years. God damn it.
You're like, my wife by
I ain't
five.
Never seen an agile old man like that.
The doctor said there's a lump inside of me.
And he's going to die anyway.
Right.
You. Then you're just gonna hassle me for your cash again.
Of course I'm gonna hassle you!
you.
Seriously?
Yeah. I swear I'll forget the whole thing.
How can I trust you?
I swear on my own mother, okay? Pretty loose. Oh, it's freezing. God damn it. That hurts. Shit.
How he described that shit doesn't sound believable.
But when you said you wanted to go, they said, okay, just go. And you don't know what they look like or where this all took place. Is that everything, mister?
Yeah. What's your name, sir? I live in Sungno. My name is Sung Hyun.
Oh.
What do you take me for? Look, I'm a taxpaying citizen of someone, don't got it? Here's their number. It's on a business card. Call it and see what they say.
What the fuck?
He still got the card.
But there's no number to call.
Okay, hold on. Who the heck are you? What are you calling me to throw me with this nonsense?
Well, damn. Okay. So, the main character thought he had his best chance to go into the cops.
You tried to remember!
He thought he had his chance to go to the cops or whatever, thinking he can rat on them, tell them, you know, try to, you know, get justification for what they done. But everything backfires. He made the story unbelievable, and the number that he tried to reuse to call them back by, they was already prepared, did the switch room from you already heard. So these niggas hella prepared. Yeah, I would have been like, fuck it. I would have continued to play the game. I would have took my chances on either dying at that moment. Hopefully quick. Because some of them was missing the instant kill shots. Having motherfuckers crawling on the floor and shit. But, yeah. If I could take that ticket, if I can survive all six games and come home with bank, I'd be set. Fuck it. Nobody want to admit, but money make this world go around in this society. How about you, Honcho? What? You want to continue to play the game?
Shit, might as well. I don't
want to. Let's go! Officer, don't do this! Sorry, Miss Lee!
Alright, so in episode 2, a lot of shit happened. People made votes to go back home, back to the fucked up life. We have, I don't say like six main characters. You have the one guy that's, you know, it seemed like he's part of the Yakuza or like Mafia or some type shit. You got the two brothers that's both in debt and they own reasoning. You got the one brother that's high up in that Yashima college and everything, got a business or whatever fuck in the United States. But put himself in debt. Horribly in debt, I would say. And the other brother put himself in debt but not managing money wisely. Then you got the one girl. She seemed like a selfish, total bitch. Looks to that. Getting later to know her in the episode. Honestly, she had to, you know, be, what's the word? I mean, she really had to be on her shit. She had to support a little brother and promise him that, you know, they're going to be a family once they find, you know, their mother and father. So she got to pay all this money, about like 40, I think it was like 40, 4 mil or 40 mil, just to locate their family because they might be outside Korea. You know, the guy trying to one-up her and all that shit. You got the old man with the tumor in his brain that, you know, want to live his last moments. Doing something wild, I guess. You don't want to just be waiting for his deathbed. So that's five people. Oh, and you got this other guy. I don't really know too much of his background, but it seemed like he got a wife and kid. He was working at some shitty ass job, and you know, everything went left when you went to go confront his boss. Just for to get an altercation. Motherfucker lost his couple fingers in the process, and he ended up running away with the boss money, which the nigga did owe him some cash. So taking everything out of the vent, every single one of these motherfuckers had a reason to go back in to the game for round 2, I guess. Yeah, round 2 of this survival game. But I feel like it's going to be more difficult than it was before. What's your thoughts and takes on episode 2, Honcho?
It's pretty good. A lot of shit did happen. I mean, first off, main man definitely got what the fuck he deserved for being stupid, talking all that shit. And you sitting next to the motherfucker, and then you gonna say all that before you try to exit the goddamn car?
Right, comfortably. Like, he turned his back on the motherfucker and everything.
Yeah, like, shit was gonna be all cool. But yeah, he was already calling this man boss, so you already know this nigga ain't got no chill, though.
Yeah, you should've known his history and the fuck around with him.
But then, this whole voting bullshit, I really wonder, I hope, that these motherfuckers that actually aren't gonna play the game, we can still see what the fuck they got going on. Just a little glimpse of it.
Damn. What would you do with $100 billion?
Completely cut myself off from the world.
Any, you got anybody you take with you? Or are you going solo?
Yeah, I'll probably go solo for a good moment and then bring out motherfuckers.
For me, I think I would definitely go MIA. I think I would take my day ones, my niece. It's fucked up to say, but I take my sister too, only because of my niece. Because I don't want to raise my niece, but I do want to give her a good life. So I take them with me and whatever the fuck. But like I said, I'm still gonna be MIA for them. But I want to make sure like my day ones is good while I'm like gone or whatever the fuck, and then I just reappear. When I'm like 30 or like 40 or so shit. Like, hey motherfuckers, I'm not dead, if y'all was wondering that. Now we on episode 3, title, The Man with the Umbrella. Rated TVM, language, violence, sex, nudity, suicide. Yeah, there's something else. I like how we really gotta rate shit for like ratings now. Like, motherfucker, if I know it's like at a certain, like, if it's over PG, I'm expecting violence. I'm expecting sex, all that shit that's coming with it. Like, what was the point of me growing up just to like still be putting boundaries on my shit? Like, what the fuck? Would you live in a strict enough household when it'd be like you couldn't watch this because it's like for adults or some shit? No. Some family members took that shit seriously. There was even one time I wasn't allowed to watch a movie because it was PG-13. And I was like 8 or some shit. And I was like, I gotta wait 5 years to watch this fucking movie. This nigga really trying. How they collect the people now, I'm guessing that was in the first game. They contact them, give them a second chance, they pull up in the van, got them in the van, put some sleeping gas, knocked them out, put them on a ship with the van. So everybody's all in their separate vans and shit, unconscious, on a boat now, getting shipped to this island, I'm guessing, or maybe a different location. But is this one cop or detective guy that's hiding amongst them? And I do not know how they don't see you. They should have saw that. They should have saw that.
Begin clear inspection.
Alright, so none of the cops pretend to be with one of the players now. Security for each van, so one guy's in control of like securing the numbers, making sure everybody's asleep, collecting the data, you know, making sure everybody belongs here. So while one of the vans, the detective guy was checking the fucking van and shit, they end up fighting in the van because he tried to confront the fucking number and shit. They're fighting off, the van is shaking back and forth, rocking back and forth. This nigga had enough time to switch uniforms, to hide amongst these motherfuckers, and dump the body. Now he's causing suspicions.
Sorry, I just got seasick. Did you forget the rules? You do not speak unless your superior allows you to. Go stand by in the cabin.
But since you, you know, Hancho, I'm gonna leave that to you. So.
I ain't explaining shit. Make them listen to the podcast. You listen to it too. Just play it on the goddamn speaker.
Alright, so basically, in this universe or whatever the fuck, there's people that have been desperate with money, gambling, and all that shit. Just bad managing money or, you know, putting themselves in debt. So these witch people or a whole organization or whatever the fuck goes after people that are desperate. And people that are desperate, you know, they would go to them like, hey, play like a simple like kid game, something from like, you know, Thumb Wars or some shit. And like each game you win, I give you like $100K. And then for them, they got hooked onto it to the point where they were like, hey, if I take you to this random location, you can really make bank. But I gotta push you asleep first. A lot of people was questioning, but they was desperate on money, so they accepted it at first, and they took them to an island. When they got to the island, and you know, they finally woke up in conscious and all that shit, they was asking questions or whatever the fuck not, so they gave them two choices. I believe during this first round, the people that decided not to play the game was killed. They never went home. I think they was killed. And then the people that decided to play the game, they was playing red light, green light. So there's this robot girl that would turn her head 180 all the way around. If she look and she see you move after she said red light, you would get shot. Whoever watching or looking or, you know, paying attention, one of the securities would shoot you on spike.
On spike?
Mm-hmm.
On spike.
On spot. Wait. What? You know what I mean. No, I
mean, that's why I had to repeat it, because he said, oh, Spike. Like, oh, Spike? Damn, that's a dog beat the ball, dude. Damn, the dog, dude. the whole dog out of human being.
I mean, what? Shit. That might be part of one of the fucking games.
Put some work in, my guy.
Also, continue on. Continue on. They said per person that died is 1 mil or like 100 mil or some shit. So, and then this is all a team like effort. Whoever, the more survivors there are, you got your own shit.
Didn't I throw a bag at you?
Yeah.
So when did I get up and come? Oh, you ain't near you close enough to grab a bag?
I asked that you got your own shit as well.
No, shit. I got his shit.
Alright. Since you want to be acting like a whole blonde female. Oh,
you stop talking and ask me a drunk dumbass question.
I didn't know you was picking up as well. I was like, oh, shit.
Nigga, I picked this up yesterday.
So when I asked, I was asking, oh, you know, all right. I'm just, as you right, you know what? When you say I just be a dick, I know it. Just remember this.
Listen, so
just remember this. So just
did
remember
you ask
this.
Me yesterday to buy weed for you?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
I thought you said you were going to send me money if you come at 12 o'clock. See, that's my fault because I had enough money.
I kind of heard what you just said.
Exactly, that's what I heard. I said
if I get my money at 12 a.m., I will send you $100 to grab a hat.
Right. So when did you say I gotta come out of my own pocket to grab you a hat?
No, I never said it.
Oh, because wasn't that just what he was about to say? He was just about to say that.
What?
Yeah,
he was just about to say. You just assuming shit.
I ain't assuming shit. I heard. That's cool. But yeah, I put my
weed. I'm just making sure, because knowing your ass, you don't have a problem with grabbing the fucking weed, okay?
I don't.
So when I looked up, I was like, am I seeing shit or I see two bags? I was like, oh shit. All right, this nigga also grabbed. So I'm just asking, you know, to make it confirm, you know.
But if that was like the common logical thing that you thought of,
right?
Yes, I grabbed
it. It was a surprise to me. Because did you ever mention that he was grabbing? Was I was mention? Expecting for you
Do
to grab?
To
was I expecting
I
for you to grab?
Mention?
Was I
That's corny.
Expecting
I
you to grab? No. No, I was not. Can I be surprised?
Yes.
Can I enjoy the moment? Can I be like, damn, this nigga, okay, yeah. All right, cool, bro.
I'm sorry for taking that from you.
Yeah, you took that.
I say I'm sorry.
Oh, shit.
You interfered,
nice.
You know what I'm saying? But anyway, back to this.
Boom,
so,
bitch.
It was like 100 mil or some shit per person that died. Each survivor. So you could do this as a team group. If you want to be greedy with it, you could get more people killed. And this is going to be like a big piggy bank over the top of your head. And that's where they're going to hold all the cash at.
Alright.
So easy, you know? I know you won't. I stopped playing because of you and I'm back because of what you said. That's just for partially.
My name is that time. Oh shit.
A lot of people decided to come back. Right.
Damn, that's a lot of money.
I guess I'm pretty desperate. Oh, there, look. That's the woman who couldn't name her kid. She came back too. You alright? Think she named her you? Her kid yet? Yeah. Oh, someone.
And they're brothers.
That's a lot. Y'all can't speak real English? They gotta speak y'all own language while an English person speak over here?
Hey, what's up?
That's called lazy self-talk.
Hey, it's my name, Sean. I'm happy to see both of you. I hope we make it.
How was that?
Back to the bus, Lisa. It meant so much to me. Thank you, keeping the bus fair. Because he said that he'd walk you with him once. That's so heartwarming. We're like a bunch of soldiers at training camp.
Uh-oh, power up, move.
The training camp is what?
This one is pretty good.
It's like the army shooting guns. Oh, soldiers don't train together?
You play with people.
Wait a minute.
I just got them as my
Since we're on the subject now,
Hawkins.
You should join me. We should just form our own team.
The Hawk can beat that nigga by himself. Why don't you take all the ideas?
Play next. Wouldn't hurt.
Oh, is that the Greyhawk? You got a bitch ass American.
Honestly, I don't know why he's here.
Wait.
But hey,
are we about to have a conversation how I consider Captain America a bitch?
Well, I already
know
he's
going to Superman? But not Batman?
Yo, Batman not a bitch.
Huh?
Batman's not a bitch.
Yeah, say that shit with his face.
I did say it with my chest.
No.
Batman is not a bitch.
You smiling because you know that shit is
he's
bullshit.
He's not a bitch.
Well, why are you smiling though?
Tired
of your nigga being a bitch.
He's not
That's
a bitch. I don't see how somebody's a bitch when he does more things than he done more stuff than anybody on the Justice League, bro.
First of all,
he fought way more villains than anybody on the Justice League, bro.
First of all, he got
the most villains.
Let's be honest.
Out of anybody in the fucking Justice League.
But yeah, he
League.
Get played. He got beat by Batman. But get the fuck out.
Who got beat by Batman?
Superman.
Superman got beat by Batman. Exactly.
I think it was Injustice.
I don't give a fuck. Superman did. Batman did beat the shit out of Superman before and after he got the Kryptonite gloves. Cause when I seen that joint the first time, I'm like, oh yeah, that's John. That's a fluke. Cause Superman's stronger than him. When I saw Batman putting in that fucking work, I was just like.
It wouldn't take that much if he was fighting somebody with the same fucking strength as him. Indestructible and all that shit, but have better combat skills than him, he will automatically lose. He will automatically lose.
Batman has the skills, just not the ability. So, which was fun. So, at the end of the day, you can't be mad at that. But why I say just like Captain America a bitch? This is why I say Captain America a bitch. Out of all them super strength and all that stuff, that nigga, everybody be trying to make claim that Captain America is invincible. He's not.
No, I would never fucking.
He's the most plain out of plain out of all superheroes.
You know what I'm saying? He like you. All you get was got enhanced strength, speed.
Not even really super speed.
Right now,
you can't
super
really
speed.
Outrun a car.
Like, right now, super speed. Just a little bit enhanced speed, nigga. You can run faster than five niggas. You feel me? You run faster than five niggas.
Open this.
How about it?
You got that shit on?
Yes.
What the fuck? I loosen it for you.
I can say this for one thing.
Wow.
Asian men ugly as shit. But Asian females before they get older shit look bad as hell. I don't care how ugly they fucking look, they bad as hell. Fucked up teeth and all, bad as hell. Bad as hell.
And that's coming from anonymously.
Hey, bad as hell. I care less, dude.
He can't see color, but he can damn sure see attractiveness.
I sure can. Sure can. You see a bad bitch? Bad bitch is bad bitch.
You got the bomb.
You want a rat?
I said bomb.
You want a rat?
I said bomb.
I got like six rats.
I said bomb.
I
said bomb.
Got eight rats.
I said bomb.
What the fuck is this? I don't
know what the
rest.
That's cool, that's great.
I'm not trying to be
bonging. That's right.
That's cool. That's great.
So who moves in there? It brings back old memories. I'm eating lunches like this too. Of course. My wife was always in the kitchen. Every morning, she had proper lunches just like these ones. For me. And my kids.
Are you trying to agree, Black Man?
Right,
so how long has it been? How long ago was that? When they kept working with the game, I never heard about this game. I think I did, but I didn't think it would look like this. This is actually pretty decent.
I would actually get the game before saying that.
Huh?
I would actually, I think it's free on Game Pass.
How about putting your mind to what a game could be?
So if it's free, by all means. If you gotta pay for that shit and it's not on sale, you're not wasting money, right?
So you say it's not worth it, but it's worth it?
It's worth it if it's free.
Like I said, it's not worth it, but it's worth it if it's free.
You know what? You know how you say that? What is a dumb statement? What is a dumb statement? That was a pretty stupid fucking statement. If it's fucking free, my nigga.
It's worth it, right?
Correct though.
So it's worth it, but it's not worth it. Because as long as it's not free, it's not fucking worth it. It's basically what you're telling me.
At least do your research to fuck on you.
Alright, so I got a fucking answer,
nigga.
You know what? I don't play all these type of games. The only games I like to play are RPG games, man. And this is not an RPG game.
No, it's not.
It's not a role playing
game. But it's grind like an RPG.
Yeah, it's kind of like it, because it got.
Said grind.
Oh, it grinds like an RPG?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's not no good for me, because I like playing RPGs.
Anybody
I would be, I would not be no fucking Captain America.
You got to play him through his story.
I don't care. I wouldn't even unlock that nigga because he tried.
It's part of the story.
I mean, first of all,
it's part of the story. You don't have to play him one part of the story.
Can you switch characters?
No, not in that part of the story, my nigga. You forced to play with that nigga.
I want to play.
So when you just gonna stop at there?
Yep. Else,
but you can play Superman.
I would never play Superman either.
Alright, who?
The fuck?
Who? First of all, I already know you dig right on Batman team. So I already know that. Right. So, but why was you defending Superman though?
I never defend Superman.
I call Superman bitch and you jump right to his defense.
No,
Superman,
you said Batman, nigga. That's
I said Superman first.
I didn't say nothing to
you.
We was
talking about Superman.
No, I said.
Yo, wasn't we even talking about Superman?
Listen, nigga, you said, how can you call Captain America a bitch when Superman, so Superman not a bitch? I didn't say anything. And then you was like, Batman's a bitch? And I was like, I was like, no, Batman's not a bitch. I'll stick to that statement.
Yes, he is a bitch. He be letting his villains live while they taking another ally of his. Fuck out of here. That
he take an ally that he never wanted.
What, his own sidekicks? Huh?
Batman did not want one of them fucking sidekicks, bro.
And then look what happened. He treat the villains more care than his own fucking sidekicks.
Like I said, he didn't want them niggas.
Yeah.
That's like having a friend that you never wanted. But he kept being around and making himself a part of your life, even though you kept ditching him places, and you just kept popping the fuck back up.
Alright, so what is the difference with villains? Huh? He want them around? Huh? It make him feel important. Let's be honest, he would only reason why he became this far is because he's rich. He got his daddy money.
That's
yo,
not a lie,
yo, if he was broke, you would still believe he'd become Batman?
Yeah!
Get the fuck out of here. His gadget is the only thing that's holding him.
That's what I said. Hold up. He wouldn't have all those fancy ass gadgets, but.
Yeah, alright, so. Huh?
You're not a
what? He'd go karate kick the crocodile motherfucker?
Yeah. Watch out!
Wow.
Like he doing the other time. He used his hands first, and then when he realized his hands ain't doing it, then he moved to his gadget. Batman's not always gadget,
don't
they?
Yeah.
They only
want to fight some real shit, he would fall victim to Joker gas. And it wouldn't be anything he could do about it.
Listen.
Without his fucking gadgets, he would have fell for the fucking gas, and it wouldn't be nothing he could do about it.
Who the fuck do you like? So I can sit there and the bash and the modest debt motherfucker. What the fuck?
You know, since I'm so confident.
If you name anybody from Marvel, bro, I'm definitely gonna bake the shit out of it. It better be somebody from the X-Men series.
And if it's not,
I'm coming to shout you, bro.
And if it's not.
I'm coming to shout you!
First of all, I am more of a Team X-Men than Marvel.
Huh?
I'm more of a Team X-Men than I am Marvel.
But also,
here's the thing about me though. As a kid version, I would've grew up with more heroic side, you know, try to live up that call, whatever the fuck. But then, the mindset that I am now, I'm more of an anti-hero, so I would probably draw back me there. That's that I actually fuck with him. I would be on some killing.
I fuck with Man Leader too. Wolverine is my favorite nigga.
He is, but I would hate to be on a team with him because a lot of times he keep killing his funky on his own ally. How many times you gonna let a nigga trick you, bro? You can't smell me, nigga. Hey. You can't smell. You supposed to be a fucking animal. You can't smell me, nigga.
Hey, he ain't his brother.
Fuck out of here.
But he ain't his stepbrother. He got an animal nose.
Yeah, but his nose is not as good as his stepbrother's. Eh, I ain't trying to hear. It's better than a human. You should be falling for some fucking record of trickery bullshit.
I'm just saying how
that is. I do love Wolverine as a character. That is for sure. But having him as an ally could be the most dangerous fucking shit. Yo, let us run into Magneto. If he decided to control his body, it's nothing that we could do unless we could permanently put him at a stop. Which, that's not really likable. All he gotta do is just toss his metal body around, bring out his claw, and then he got a puppet. That's the worst scenario for him. Especially in the tight space.
I'll let you know. The whole Avengers, they all
there. How you feel about the Black Panther?
I
do agree that I wouldn't be fuck with America. I would have brought my people back who's willing to live in Wakanda, but just know, like, we ain't fucking with America. We ain't fucking with their business. We don't want them a part of our business. Fuck them. We see how gritty they are and all that shit. Blah, blah, blah. But all honestly, I think Wakanda would have been better if they don't deal with the rest of the world fucking famous. Cause you see how corrupt it is throughout the year.
One day by Wonder Woman. She said exactly
where the fuck she was at. Time to go back. Just give me a second, okay? Come on, you! Oh, I don't love! You bastard! Get off! Where the hell are you? We're in a rush, okay?
You need to go back.
Come
down.
Wait! Stop, go! Kid! They're going! Pull up his dog fights are gone! You just stay out there! Did you hear that? Okay, don't come in here!